Summertime is insect time. There's a new movie that plays on our fear of insect invasions. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Arachnophobia.
If those Save the Rainforest people had any sense, they'd be out there picketing in front of every theater in America that shows Arachnophobia. After all, the South American rainforest is where the movie begins. And it turns out they have these spiders there. Not the itsy-bitsy kind, the big, ugly, slightly hairy kind. And when these guys bite you, you quiver and sit bolt upright, and your eyeballs do cartwheels, and then your history. Rainforest people, you've got your work cut out for you. And then, have you thought of what would happen if one of those spiders accidentally made its way to the tiny California town of Canaima? What if it actually set up housekeeping, or webkeeping, in the old barn next to the home just purchased by Ross Jennings, played by Jeff Daniels, and his sparkling, shiny wife and two kids? Jennings is the new doctor down from San Francisco, who's eager to set up practice as a general practitioner in Canaima. He doesn't like city crime or grime, and above all, he doesn't like spiders. Not even the harmless little ones his son keeps finding in the new house.
Dad!
What? What's wrong?
I want the box. It's a spider.
A spider? Okay.
It came at me. It was ugly. Bigger than this.
Okay, all right. Calm down. Just, you're in the country now. Okay? Come on. Let's go find that spider. And let's find your mom to take care of that spider. Honey, we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
Jennings, in short, is an arachnophobe. And I suppose arachnophobia could be viewed as the story of how he overcomes his childish fear by saving the little town of Canaima when it's overrun by the biggest, nastiest spiders in the world. The movie obviously owes a debt to Hitchcock and the Birds, and another to Steven Spielberg and Jaws. Spielberg, in fact, is the movie's producer. And its director, the longtime Spielberg associate Frank Marshall, has captured his master's voice perfectly. From the yummy, saturated colors of the cinematography to the pleasantly generic banter everyone engages in between scares. The scares, by the way, are perfectly calibrated for maximum audience appeal. They don't work on your nerves in that almost sadistic jump from the shadows way that this movie's 1950s predecessors employed. They tickle you more than they devastate you. And in fact, the whole movie is leavened with humor. No more so than in the scenes in which John Goodman appears as the likably slobby exterminator Delbert McClintock. Here he is meeting Faye Julian Sands, who plays a weirdly intense entomologist.
Delbert McClintock, Infestation Management. Always nice to meet a colleague.
Now, he believes he came across one of the offending spiders a couple hours ago.
Might you have brought it with you?
Actually, it's probably still in the bottom of my shoe.
Is this my idea of summer fun? Well, sort of. Jeff Daniels is a remarkably genial actor with a gift for exposing the hidden vulnerabilities of even his most characterless characters. Still, he and his family here are of a blandness more suitable to TV movies than big-screen spectaculars. And the film's structure sticks so closely to formula that you can predict practically everything that happens in it from the moment the kingpin spider lands in Canaima. Arachnophobia is mildly funny, mildly creepy, mildly mild. And that may be the way we like our horror movies these days. Spielberg and Marshall have attuned themselves to the gentler mood of the 90s, to a mood that says, hey, the world is jolting enough as it is. So if you're going to scare us, don't try and surprise us in the bargain.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.